The breeze was light, the water smooth as silk, where drifting orchards passed by, fragrant unseen. A voice rose from the mist, a fisher's chant. Dark moon, a lone lamp shines, a firefly's gleam. A soft wind stirred the waves, and all at once, the river filled with stars, scattered dream. Our prow moved slow, parting a garden of blooms, chrysanthemum, plum, orchid, mellow and fair. A scent sang like a courtesan refrain. Mona stepped barefoot into the river of stars, washing her feet in the starry light, and sang in reply. A butterfly dreams of lakes and clouds, weaving lotus robes, treading orchid springs, holding jade bloom. From jade towers, flutes and pipe drifted, carrying youth away on the stream. Her thumb brushed the surface, almost catching. Then letting them drift, letting them go. Gaunt as a spirit, she swayed with a boat. Frosty, dazed, watched the chestnut hair brush their ear. Afraid he may sleep, she dozed nearby. Hair frost white, a city gleaming pale. As lantern glow drew near, "Haven't I seen this before?" Irisy whispered. Far, far away, buds like strung pearls. The memory now, cloud flowers, jade pistils, mountains swayed like fish, fish swayed like mountains. Slowly, slowly, water and night and longing spilled over the rim. The boat seized through waves that parted peach petals. On shore, lanterns glowed. A pale hand skimmed the water, and falling blossoms stained the current crimson. Lying back in the boat, she reached to mend the moon, whistling it wall. New year of that year, she opened his eyes, gazing across cloud-veiled waters. We were upstairs preparing the feast, oyster sauce, mustard stock, dark vinegar, hot oil. The rich aroma hung heavier than light. Our eyes were sticky. Heads drowsy. When we heard our nearing shore, without thinking, I told Mona. She probably didn't even untie her apron, Mona glanced back. Just a pat, pat, pat of footsteps fading into the distance.